At first, I felt awful, but then, after a few minutes, I began to get angry. His objections had little to do with what I was actually saying, I told myself. And what the hell? Just because I don't have a kid who died doesn't mean I haven't experienced terrible pain myself. But then I actually applied my own advice. I chose my problem. I could get mad at this man and argue with him, try to outpain him with my own pain, which would just make us both look stupid and insensitive. Or I could choose a better problem, working on practicing patience, understanding my readers better, and keeping that man in mind every time I wrote about pain and trauma from then on. And that's what I've tried to do. I replied simply that I was sorry for his loss and left it at that. What else can you say? Genetics and the Hand We're Dealt. In 2013, the BBC rounded up half a dozen teenagers with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and followed them as they attended intensive therapies to help them overcome their unwanted thoughts and repetitive behaviors. There was Imogen, a 17-year-old girl who had a compulsive need to tap every surface she walked past. If she failed to do so, she was flooded with horrific thoughts of her family dying. There was Josh, who needed to do everything with both sides of his body, shake a person's hand with both his right and left hand, eat his food with each hand, step through a doorway with both feet, and so on. If he didn't equalize his two sides, he suffered from severe panic attacks. And then there was Jack, a classic germaphobe who refused to leave his house without wearing gloves, boiled all his water before drinking it, and refused to eat food not cleaned and prepared himself. OCD is a terrible neurological and genetic disorder that cannot be cured. At best, it can be managed. And as we'll see, managing the disorder comes down to managing one's values. The first thing the psychiatrists on this project do is tell the kids that they're to accept the imperfections of their compulsive desires. What that means, as one example, is that when Imogen becomes flooded with horrible thoughts of her family dying, she's to accept that her family may actually die and that there's nothing she can do about it. Simply put, she is told that what happens to her is not her fault. Josh is forced to accept that over the long term, equalizing all of his behaviors to make them symmetrical is actually destroying his life more than occasional panic attacks would. And Jack is reminded that no matter what he does, germs are always present and always infecting him. The goal is to get the kids to recognize that their values are not rational, that in fact their values are not even theirs, but rather are the disorder's, and that by fulfilling these irrational values, they are actually harming their ability to function in life.